Şakaramide, şekeriyada karamide, şekeriyada karamide, hadi şakaramide. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I feel the anointing of the God so strong now. Şakaramide, şekeriyada karamide, şakaramide, şekeriyada. I feel like the Lord wants me to tell you, those of you who have the same anointing as me, that God, in this season, He's calling out those with the businessman anointing. This is a businessman anointing for business, for ministry. Ministry is not severed from business. In a great economic reset, when all the economic things that you knew formerly, they are going to be reset. And there are going to be many people out of jobs. There are going to be many people who will be impoverished. They will not have enough money to buy food and survive for their families. I hear that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord is calling for mentors, that He's distributing those with mentors for the businessman anointing, for those who have the anointing to break the curse of poverty. There is an endowment of spiritual strength for those who have been called with this anointing to break the spirit of poverty that's going to come upon the world after the great economic reset. Oh, I just feel the Lord saying so strongly now. It doesn't matter who you are, what your station is in life. It doesn't matter whether you are a small business owner, if you have failed in business before, if you have never done business before, if you are a housewife, if you are an employee, it doesn't matter because God doesn't look at those. God is looking for the people who have the closeness with Him, the people who have surrendered their lives to Him, and the people who are brave enough to go through fire and to die for Him. He is looking for a people who is pure unto Him, and these people He will anoint with the various anointings and mantles that He's going to come upon the earth. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon the earth and is going to prepare and to put these mantles on various groups of people in the body of Christ in order to strengthen us corporately as a body of Christ, in order to prepare us for the influx of the harvest, the second rain that will be coming in the next season. You're a faithful, awesome is your name. And the Lord say the word is steward. The word is steward. These people, they are chosen to be my stewards in whichever field that I ask them to go to. In the field of finance, in the field of business, in the field of ministry, in the field of media. They are stewards for my outpouring of my resources. The enjoyment is not for themselves. Their work is as the stewards to transmit my resources unto the people who need them but do not have the means or the closeness to God to receive them. So these people which I will choose, and I see that is a group of people, a large group of people all over the world, in every nation, there are people who are called by God in this way. And the Lord says that these are people who have gotten so close to me that they know me so well and I know them so well. They have been chosen after going through many, many years of trials and fire. And so that their faith in me is sharpened like a diamond. And they are so strong unto me. These are the people who are now ready to receive my mentor. God says, the Lord says, they have the mentor of the line of Judah. That by their ferociousness, by their ferocious faith, they shall storm the gates of the enemy and they shall be able to open the door to this anointing and the door to this promise is only taken by the risk taker. And when my people go out in this way, having no reliance on anything, or themselves, but having the full reliance and dependency on me, I will be the one to do the miracles in their life because I am the door opener. I am the one who can open doors and close doors. So I will choose. I open the door for this one and I will close the door for the other one. No one can question me because I am God. And the Lord wants me to say to you, those of you who have been called with this anointing, you know who you are. You know it a long time ago because the Lord said, I have been faithful to you. I have shown you throughout your life, even at times of your life when you were not close to me. But I have given you this hope and given you this promise. And I've never let you die. You have been tried in fire, but you have not perished. You have felt like dying, but you have not died. And you have overcome. I am your overcomer. I am the one who gave you the strength to overcome. And now I am the one who will now bring you into the season of your reward and your glory. Therefore, saints, you who have gone through so much for God and you think that it's never going to come. Maybe for some of you, the best years of your lives are gone. The best years of your lives have been, you felt is wasted because you have not spent them on the Lord. But the Lord is not holding that against you. The Lord has forgotten all that. He chose not to remember that because the Lord can only see you and see your love for Him and see your heart for Him. And He has only complete love and complete protection for you. I want to encourage you today, if you know that you're in that season, now is the time to dig in. I say, now is the time, your most important time ever, maybe the most important time that you will ever face in your life, in your season. This is your season. This is the season. If you are in jail like Paul and Silas, the jail cells will be opened suddenly. If you were put in jail like Joseph through misjudgment, this is when God is going to take you out of jail and God is going to restore you, not weakly, but magnificently. Joseph was restored as a minister to the Pharaoh of Egypt when God bring him out of the dungeons. I want to give you hope. I want to transmit that great hope that we have in God unto you, because we know that God is real, because He has answered us every step of the way through our journey in this life. And so now we are moving into our most fruitful and most plentiful season yet. You're the Lord, your faithful God, awesome is your name. Do you feel the fullness of the love of God? I just feel the fullness of the love of God upon you and upon me. And He's going to wipe away the tears from our faces. He's going to see that we are all dusty and with that black marks all over our face and our bodies because of the war that we've been through fighting for God. And He's going to gently clean it off, and He's going to raise us up, and He's going to let you stand up where you're kneeling, and He's going to gently bring you up, and He's going to turn you around. He's going to show you, look, look, these are all yours. These are yours. These are the good things that have arrived for you, because I, the Lord, am faithful always. I want to encourage you, wherever you are listening to this, you know that this message is for you. You know that God brought you here in His sovereign wisdom to let you hear this message, because He wants to confirm it to you and reconfirm it to you again that we are going to have our breakthrough very soon. There's no more delay. He is moving us into the season of our most exciting time, where we will live our lives wholly for Him. I hear that the Lord is saying, do not be afraid, because in this time, not only is there going to be lots of rewards, but before we can even get the rewards, we need to first show that we are brave, that we are courageous. The door will only open for those who are courageous enough to take the first step. And I hear the Lord telling me, if you take one step forward, He, the Lord, would take 10 steps forward, meaning that He's going to go before us to destroy our enemies, to let us have victory. But I also hear the Lord saying, if you step back, He will also not move. Therefore, whether you do inherit your promised land in this season is dependent on your actions. The people, the Israelites in the desert, they wandered in the desert for 40 years, and there was only two spies, Joseph and Caleb, who was brave enough to say that, I believe that we can do it. Don't be afraid. Let us go and take the land. Even though they see enemies, they see a lot of problems and potential difficulties in taking the land. But they put aside all these difficulties, and they did not put their eyes on the problems or the difficulties that you see. Because why? They had this very strong faith in God. They had tremendous faith in God. They allowed their eyes to only look at Jesus, to focus on Jesus, and they build up their faith. And as they build up their faith, they start to know that what is the supernatural and the miraculous of God. They start to see God in the true state that He is. And they start to realize that God is bigger than all the earthly problems that they can see. And that was what gave them that faith and that reliance in Him, not on themselves, but in Him, having seen the true nature of Him, to know that if He is with them and He called them to go and take the land, they will be able to succeed. This is a word of encouragement for you. It doesn't apply to everybody. If you have not come to the Lord with this faith through all these years, through all this trial, and overcome with the Lord, Then you are not, I'm not talking to you. I'm only talking to a very specific group of people because I see it in my spirit. These are the people that God has shown me that have been prepared for this mentor. So if you're one of them, I want to encourage you, don't let your foot slip back at this time. Whatever you do, and I know that you're warring, I know that you're fighting, I know that you're marching with God, because if you have the Spirit, you know what you need to do. And this word is to encourage you that we are seeing the end of the battle very soon. And along the way through our fight, we have already started seeing the demonic strongholds being teared down. We started seeing places that we never had victory before. The Lord start to give us victory and new anointings and new breakthroughs. And if you're tired with battle, I want to encourage you to rest a while and then ask the Holy Spirit to renew your strength in you, to give you the endurance, to build up that ferociousness in you and that strength, the Lord's strength, to complete the battle to the end so that we complete the full battle that we're supposed to fight for the Lord. I want to encourage you to be very vigilant because we are in the midst of battle. In the midst of battle, you know that every soldier, you do not get distracted. You do not look at what's happening and all the loud screams and all the commotion or whatever that's happening around you. We do not, because we know that focus is so important, and we know that it's just the distractions from the enemies to try to make us forget that we are focusing on the battle. The enemy has been going so hard at you and me, slinging all kinds of insults and misjustice and mistreatment at you, because he knows that we are very near the season. And we just need to stand firm, as the Bible says, to consolidate our strength, to rest in the Lord, to derive our strength and dependency from the Lord. And we need to push through and fight ferociously. When we complete this full battle, then we will be able to step into our moment of glory on earth with God, step into our place of destiny that God has already prepared for us. So all the saints, the soldiers, the armies of God, I want to commend you for your fighting spirit, for your bravery, for your endurance, and for your faith from the beginning up to now. And I want to encourage you that we fight as a body. It's not just you, although you may feel like it's you when you're alone in your prayer closet or alone in a lockdown. But I want to encourage you, we are a corporate body. We are a corporate body dispersed throughout the world. The Holy Spirit can see it, even the demons can see it. So even though we are not next to each other physically, but we can feel each other because the Holy Spirit is moving us as a corporate body. We are this team of the pioneers, this team of the first fighters. We are going first into our lands of destiny because there's plenty of work yet to be done, and for succeeding waves of people, succeeding groups of people, for doing different things in the body of Christ. Every single one will have a job to do. Every single one who is eager to serve the Lord will give you a portion. You will have a portion. Do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. The Lord has a good portion for each of us, each of you, at different stages of your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.